the threat of reprisals from agents of the new government of Libya, just across the Mediterranean Sea. This attention to security kept them safe for a few months, but complacency returned. One of their number grew overconfident, and he did not do as he was told. In a breach of PERSEC, he contacted an old friend in Tripoli, and the friend, a man who had switched allegiance to the new government to keep his head attached to his neck, reported the contact to Libya's new and fledgling intelligence service. Though Tripoli's new crop of spies was excited by the news that a collection of their old enemies had been tracked to Istanbul, they were in no position to act on the intel. Infiltrating a team into a foreign capital with a kill-capture objective was no move for a rookie agency, just finding its way around its new building. But another entity intercepted the information, and it had both the means and the motive to act. Soon, the Istanbul cell members of former JSO operatives became targets. Not targets of the Libyan revolutionaries looking to eradicate the last vestiges of the Gaddafi regime. Not targets of a Western intelligence agency looking to settle scores with members of a former enemy spy shop. No. The five Libyans became targets of an off-the-books assassination team from the United States of America. More than a year earlier, a member of the JSO cell had shot and killed a man named Brian Caruso, the brother of one of the Americans, and a friend of the rest. The shooter had died soon after.